Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Monarch butterflies are in their long migration from the northern U.S. to Mexico for the winter. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
The journey takes about 2.5 months, with the arrival of the monarchs coinciding with a significant cultural holiday in Mexico known as Dia de los Muertos that honors past loved ones. Entomology professor Karen Oberhauser with the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the celebration likely predates awareness of monarch migration, but the serendipitous timing creates a meaningful connection.
Out of this chrysalis that looks kind of dead, this beautiful butterfly breaks free of the bonds of the earth and flies. So you can see why a lot of cultures see this as synonymous with rebirth, this whole process of metamorphosis.
Oberhauser says monarchs fly during the day and roost at night. The migration is tracked through citizen sightings, with roosts sometimes containing hundreds or thousands of butterflies. People can aid monarchs' migration by creating habitats of milkweed and nectar sources where the butterflies can stop along the way. Only those known as super generation monarchs, which live significantly longer than non-migrating monarchs, make the thousands-mile journey to the mountains of Mexico. Oberhauser says they weigh about the same as a paperclip, so mortality is to be expected. She explains exact figures of migration survival are difficult to measure. Oberhauser notes monarchs primarily use day length rather than temperature as migration cues, though climate change can affect migration conditions, with hot and dry temperatures being particularly detrimental. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow, and you know we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clements daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend.
And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Friday to you. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend here. And it's Anything Goes Friday. No guests, just you and me all day. I got a few stories to share with you. But other than that, whatever you'd like to talk about, pigeons, UFOs, Donald Trump, they all kind of fall in the same category, right? Just a few announcements. Our Chicago event is sold out officially. The LA event, A Conversation with Tom Hartman, Democracy, Justice, and the American Dream with Greg Palast, is October 18th on No King's Day. You can sign up for that. They've got a fairly large auditorium. You can sign up over at kpfk.org. There's a venue announcement there. Also in San Diego on October 17th, I'll be in San Diego speaking at the Columbus Club, and that is put on by KNSJ, our San Diego affiliate. And their website is news.knsj.org. So check that out. Also, a lot to talk about today in our first hour, When Justice Becomes Revenge. I'll get to that in a moment. Also, is Norway feeling a chill of revenge today? Trump didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. And so a lot of people are scratching their heads wondering, you know, what's he going to do? Is he going to put tariffs on Norway? Is he going to, you know, make harsh demands on NATO? Is he going to brand Norway an enemy of peace? And also plenary power, the final step in Donald Trump's American autocracy. So a lot there.
The song first.
A deep red governor in the second hour of our program is ripping Texas for sending troops to Chicago. He says Oklahomans would lose their minds. Also, geeky science, find out what the Planetary Health Diet, the PhD, would do to global health. You'll be shocked. And Indivisible is among those speaking out as the Trump administration just targeted. You know, Indivisible is the main sponsor for October 18, No King's Day. The Trump administration just targeted them as possible sponsors of terrorism. Seriously. And the alarm is setting in as Trump is using Antifa as a foreign terrorist designation. My dad volunteered for World War II. He was definitely anti-fascist. It's pretty amazing. So just, you know, a couple of quick things here. As Donald Trump's Justice Department is turning mortgage fraud into a political weapon, they've gone after Attorney General Letitia James of New York, Governor Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve. Senator Adam Schiff has not yet been formally charged, but it looks like he's in the crosshairs. Same with Lisa Cook. Reports show that Lori Chavez de Remer, who is from this neck of the woods, she is now the labor secretary, Donald Trump's labor secretary, that she actually clicked the little box saying this house will be my primary residence when it wasn't. Also, a reality TV star, now head of our transportation department, Sean Duffy, same deal. He apparently committed the same so-called mortgage fraud that Trump wants to prosecute Letitia James for. And the guy who runs the EPA, Lee Zeldin, apparently he did the same thing too, at least according to press reports. None of them, of course, are being prosecuted. You know, what's the, I think it was Oscar Benavides, the old South American dictator guy, who said, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. Yeah, well, here we are. And Maria Corina Machado won the Nobel Prize for Peace, it was announced this morning. She is a Venezuelan opposition leader who risked her life and continues to risk her life to stand up to Maduro and try to rebuild democracy in Venezuela. So Venezuela, where Donald Trump is blowing up boats off the coast filled with fishermen and tourists and God only knows what. Maybe drug runners, who knows? So, you know, is the UN going to do anything about this? How is Norway going to respond? How should we all respond? Great questions all. Meanwhile, my Daily Post, excuse me just a second here, my Daily Post over at HartmanReport.com is titled Plenary Power, the Final Step in Trump's American Autocracy. This is pretty mind-boggling. Yesterday, one of Trump's assistant attorneys, one of his, you know, guys in federal court said that Trump cannot be challenged by the courts. Trump's decisions are final. This all came out of a guy named Carl Schmitt. He was the philosopher king of the Nazi party back in the 1930s. He was the guy who advised Hitler after the Reichstag fire to use states of emergency to acquire executive power that the Constitution of the Weimar Republic wouldn't otherwise give him. He said famously, "There is no law, there is just power," a phrase that J.D. Vance recently echoed, attributing it to Carl Schmitt. Second, he said that Carl Schmitt said that that power must be absolute. And third, he said that the way you get past guardrails built into constitutional government is by declaring states of emergency. And that's what Trump is trying to do or talking about doing with the Insurrection Act. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. You know, and, you know, for your friends, everything, for your enemies, the law. I mean, here, Trump couldn't tell Carl Schmitt from Fred Flintstone, but he instinctively understands this guy's theories. I mean, for example, flouting the Hatch Act. It's 2 years in prison for trying to sell Teslas from the front of the White House. But Trump just did it right in front of God and the whole world and says, I dare you. I mean, you know, there are both American and international laws against killing civilians, using your military to kill civilians without trial and without a declaration of war. Trump says, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. The Constitution says a president may be impeached for bribery. And so Donald Trump takes an alleged bribe as a, you know, in this jet from Qatar, and then he takes $2 billion as an investment in his little family's crypto business, in exchange for giving high-tech chips to the United Arab Emirates in violation of American national security. I mean, can you imagine if a Democrat did that, if Joe Biden did that? He's exempting companies that give him gifts or money from antitrust regulations, tariffs, and Foreign Corrupt Practices Act enforcement. And now he's going to Carl Schmitt's second primary doctrine, which is there is only two kinds of people in the world, your friends and your enemies. You give your friends everything, you punish your enemies relentlessly. Again, Carl Schmitt was the guy who taught Hitler how to be Hitler. And Trump is doing this. He's characterizing Democrats and, you know, using terms that have never been used before by any president. In fact, George Washington warned against. And his friends, he lets them get away with anything they want. Take $50,000 bribe from the FBI? No problem. You could be in charge of ICE. Look the other way as Jeffrey Epstein and his friends, possibly including his best friend, rape young girls in Florida for 8 years while you're the state's attorney general? Pam Bondi can do no wrong. Donald Trump's friends, but now he's preparing this sledgehammer, and that is the Insurrection Act. And if he succeeds in invoking the Insurrection Act, and if the six cowardly, frightened, terrified little Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court roll over whimpering and go along with him, then America really and truly will be screwed. I mean, this is when we become a full-out dictatorship. Not that we're not damn close right now. I mean, now he's talking about investigating Act Blue and investigating Indivisible and all this. I mean, so far, we haven't given him the excuse. Here in Portland, we're still putting flowers in front of the ICE building and dancing with furries. Jimmy Kimmel apparently did this thing last night on that. But the day will come, I think. He's ramping up provocations, him and Miller and Noam and Homan. They are ramping up the provocations worse and worse and worse every day. Eventually, people are going to break and fight back. And when that happens, he's going to bring down the hammer.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Keep an eye out. This is an amazing, difficult, extraordinary time. I never thought I'd live to see this one. What say you? If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW homecoming week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the veteran housing and recovery program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Orders yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that discount when you check out. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
There's a man in a gold tower saying law's just a word. Got his preachers and his princes twisting every truth they heard. He's got a book from the shadows where the old right burn, and the page he's reading from's the one where justice turns.
Marching, marching, boots on the floor.
Trump's march toward plenary power, keeping score.
Friends to the banquet, enemies to the pyre. The law's just smoke in a world on fire.
Now J.D.'s quoting Schmidt by name, and Noon's lighting that old flame. They call it order, they call it right, but it's the same old fire in the night. There is no law, there's only might. That's what the jurors wrote before the light. The Reichstag burned, the people cried, and the Fuhrer smiled while justice died.
Past the hour. Welcome back. So, Anything Goes Weekend here. What's on your mind today? Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for always letting us get the word out on what's happening. There's an incredible music fest in Boston at Davis Square today. Protest bands Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They get invited to this. And there are bands from around the world invited to play at this. But I have some really great, and from around our country, bands invited. My daughter's band got invited. I'm happy to say May Day Marching Band is playing there Saturday.
Very cool.
And, yeah, I love it. And I just, if people want really great music, they've got 3 days of it in Boston. So...
That's marvelous.
No, you can live. I'm sorry. You can live stream. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
No, it's great. It's great.
The honks. Yeah, the honk fest can be streamed. And then one last thing. Joshua Aaron, who had an app called Ice Block that would tell the locations of ice to help migrants avoid the areas where ice was. Well, Apple Tim Cook bowed to the tyrant, Trump. And he just removed it. And I say I believe there is a boycott for Apple. Yeah. I'm subscribed to Apple TV. Get the word out on social media. Don't buy any Apple products.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so upset by that I, you know, there's a little app on your iPhone called Apple Support, and I clicked on it, and it opens a first you talk to the AI machine, and then, you know, you can say, I want to talk to a human being. It says, what's your problem? And I said, my problem is that I'm upset that Apple took down the IceBlock app. And it said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me let you talk to a human being. And so it connected me to a human being. And he said, you know, how can I help you? This is tech support. And I said, I'm very upset that you guys took down the IceBlock app from the App Store. I think it's wrong. And he's like, do you have a technical question? And I said, no, but this is the only way I know of to actually talk to a human being at Apple. So would you please convey the message? And he said, okay, I'll do that. And he disconnected me.
Thank you. I'm going to do that, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bondi says that Aaron is not protected under the Constitution. And she says
that what is not protected under the Constitution?
His free speech. She says he can't have that app. She's going to prosecute him, and she's warning him to watch out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything they do is illegal. But
and the app is just like Waze. I mean, you know, it's a crowdsourced app. You know, Waze tells you where the traffic lights are and where the cops are running, breathalyzer tests. This is and by the way, you don't have to be a quote illegal immigrant to want to use this app. I mean, I would want to use the app just to avoid the areas where there's hassles.
Yes, me too. And they're all around us in every town. Mm. Berwyn, Cicero. Broadview. And my husband is so upset about everything going on. He wants us to go to the Mexican restaurants this weekend that are empty because everyone's terrified.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
Yeah, we have a little family-owned Mexican restaurant. It's actually in Vancouver, right across the river from us, which is because we live in North Portland. It's a little easier to get to. And, you know, we've been patronizing it. Trying to get there every week, to support
them. They need our help.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
It's awful around here.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm proud of our governor, though.
Yeah, me too. J.B. Pritzker for president. Put me at the front of the list there. Jessica, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with your calls. What's on your mind today? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day. Well, actually, just with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The contested case hearing over Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has concluded in Madison, where environmental advocates and the Bad River Band are challenging state permits for the project. Farmers' advocates warn that denying the permits could cut off a vital propane supply for rural communities. Opponents say the pipeline threatens waterways, wetlands, and tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. Without permit approval, the line would have to shut down, and Zimdars says there are currently no viable alternatives. While much of the opposition has focused on the environmental impacts, Zimdars believes the DNR has conducted thorough studies to mitigate these concerns. The project would affect about 200 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. An administrative law judge is expected to issue a final decision in the case. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Much for all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers, kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or we'll write the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan. Nixon to Reagan, the courts in their hands.
Citizens 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. The power of the people can absolutely change governments. It's what American democracy is based on. It happened in 1776 and many times since then on different issues.
I agree.
Critical mass is
3%. 3.5%, according to Erica Chenoweth.
Oh, okay. When 3.5% of the population is against something, cowardly politicians with no principles become more afraid of being voted out of office than they are of Trump. We are near 3% now.
Yeah, it's actually, what she pointed out is when 3.5% of people show up in the streets or engage in a concerted action. But yeah, I get your point, Chris. I get your point.
No King's nationwide protest is October 18th.
Yep.
The last one was millions.
Yep.
This one is expected to double that.
I hope so.
If you care about your future or American democracy, be there or be square.
There you go.
Info@nokings.org.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, thank you. Thank you very much for that. PSA. Appreciate it. There you go. Denise in Folsom, California. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind today? Today is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Last night I listened to Adam Schiff say we have to really dissect her a little bit. Who voted for the big, beautiful bill? She did. So my thought on Marjorie Taylor Greene is she's like a snake. You got to watch out for her, just like Donald Trump. She voted for the big, beautiful bill. She wanted to run for governor of Georgia, decided to pull out, and is trying to run again to reseat her again in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she doing this, Tom? Why is she doing this? Because her kids' insurance is going to go up, and
yep,
she's not thinking of the regular. So that's what Adam Schiff said last time, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time with this woman. She's another Nancy Mace. She portrays something, and then she switches it back right. And it scares me when I see them doing this. How do you feel about that?
Well, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Denise, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, is hardcore MAGA all the way and has always voted to repeal Obamacare. But her kids are on Obamacare. And one of her kids just got a notice that his insurance premium was about to double. And she realized that that was because the big, beautiful bill cuts the Obamacare subsidies. Or actually, maybe it's not even the big, beautiful bill. Maybe they just I think they just expired after you know, 5 years. And so,
okay,
so you know, with them expiring, her kids' insurance premiums are going to go up. So she's agreeing now with Democrats that in order to reopen the government, the Republicans should cave in and you know, renew the Obamacare subsidies. That's got, you know, Republicans freaked out. But I think she's just being, actually, I think she's politically smart. You know,
yeah, I think she's campaigning right now. That's what she's doing.
I agree.
She's starting her campaign.
I agree. And, you know, if she's going to join Democrats on this, I'll take it. I mean, I will, too,
as long as she doesn't change down the road if she gets back in and does a Nancy Mace thing where she switches again. That's what frightens me. Well, these guys, people have short memories.
Yeah. My problem with Nancy Mace is that she looks for the people who are the weakest and the most vulnerable and then just attacks them mercilessly, in this case, trans people. And Marjorie Taylor Greene hasn't so much done that. I mean, you know, she supported the insurrection and she's supported an awful lot of terrible stuff. And she's, you know, kind of MAGA all the way. But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I am. But I haven't seen her, you know, going after the queer community as aggressively. But that's pretty much all Nancy Mace does now is stand in front of bathroom signs and freak out.
Yeah.
So I see Nancy Mace as just a cruel, pathetic, political opportunist, whereas I think Marjorie Taylor Greene actually believes this BS.
She's a made-up new image.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a made-up new image, you know, with the hair up and the pearls and everything. Mm-hmm. No cross, but now it's the pearls and stuff because she's trying to be like, you know, Jackie Onassis or whoever.
I also think Nancy Mace is badly wounded. I think that she's suffering some serious psychological wounds.
Do you trust Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tom? Do you trust her now, though?
No.
Yeah, see, and that's what people, you just can't trust them because they all, it scares me, and I'm hoping that the people in her district understand not to trust her because she hasn't done anything really good.
Well, I think this position is actually going to help her in her district because, you know, it's just one of those little small standing up to power.
Why did she decide not to run for governor there of Georgia?
Well, because it was obvious she couldn't win. Denise, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good talking to you. Carlos in Carson, California. Hey, Carlos, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, listen, I voted for Trump, but I've been hearing recently in certain circles that he's going to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
No, he's not.
That is so ludicrous. The man has endorsed the carnage in the Gaza Strip. He's providing military equipment to Ukraine, and he's deploying the troops on our streets, which are going to become very repressive of people. And when they start raiding and taking people away, they're going to take a lot of innocent people. That is not peace to me.
Yeah.
And that is very dangerous, what he's doing with the gradual normalization of the military in the streets. There's no justification for the troops on our streets.
So, Carlos, are you regretting your vote for Trump?
Yes, I do, but I wouldn't have voted for the left either with all the DEI policies. See, I don't know where to go anymore. Both sides are treasonous to the American people.
So explain something to me, Carlos. What DEI says is if you are looking for, let's say, you know, a new person to work at the IRS to audit tax returns. So you're looking at people who have CPA after their name, that you should expand your search beyond just the white people who traditionally apply for that and make sure that you've got some black and brown people and some queer people and some women in there. In fact, women are the principal beneficiaries of these policies. But don't hire somebody who's not as well qualified. Hire the best qualified person, but just expand the spectrum of people that you're looking at. I don't understand what's wrong with that. Can you explain that to me?
I go with the expanding the spectrum.
Then you go with DEI.
I'm against the left, though, but where I'm against the left is where they teach white kids in schools in certain districts to hate themselves because they're white.
Wait a second, Carlos. Stop right there. Please tell me the language that was used to tell white people that they should hate themselves. Explain that to me.
Well, they say that they are innately racist, and that is, you know, some people qualify for that qualification, but a lot of people don't.
Nobody is teaching children that they're innately racist, Carlos.
Sure, read the book by Ruffo called Culture Wars, I believe.
Christopher Ruffo is a liar. I mean, he's a Ruffo is a partisan right-wing hack. Come on, give me a break. He's not a teacher who's teaching. You know, what they object to is the accurate portrayal of the way that, you know, white people historically in America have trashed black people and Hispanic people and women, for that matter, and queer people. I mean, that's our history. What's wrong? You know, right now you've got Donald Trump at the Smithsonian taking down the picture of the slave whose back was all scarred up because, oh, my God, we can't see that. Why not?
Yeah, historically, yes, in general.
What's wrong with teaching history, Carlos?
Oppress the minorities.
Don't you want your kids to understand the history of this country?
Yeah, but that no longer applies. Many white people have turned.
I'm talking about a history lesson. It no longer applies that the world is round. You know, Magellan blew that up. Don't you think they should learn that too?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have come to their white people have come to their senses and say, yeah, you know, we oppressed the Indians and we took over areas we shouldn't have taken, countries we shouldn't have taken.
Then why do you object to it being taught in our schools?
No, but what they're actually teaching them, hey, you're innately, just because you're white, it don't matter.
No, they're not teaching that, Carlos. That's a lie that's being taught. That's a lie that is being promulgated on Fox News and in right-wing media circles and by people like Christopher Rufo. But it's a lie. There's not a single teacher in America who ever sat their white kids down and said, you guys are all racist and you should hate yourselves. Literally, there's not a single teacher who ever said that. If there were, they would all know her name or his name. They'd all be saying, oh, that Bill Johnson in Oklahoma City last week when he told those kids. There's not a single one they can quote. So they just make this crap up. And suckers, sadly, like you, Carlos, believe it.
He named specific districts and schools in his book. I don't remember what streets they were, but it was pretty credible.
Doesn't mean it's true.
What about transgenderism being shoved down kids' throats, okay, in schools? Here in California, there were a couple of schools where there were actually demonstrations against that because they're trying to push all these transgender hormones on kids without parents' approval. There were measures, I believe.
Teachers can't give kids hormones, Carlos.
Come on now. Hey.
Teachers are not physicians.
That's what you are.
Teachers are not physicians.
I'm for neither side, left or right, because they're both work for the Illuminati to destroy our country,
Carlos.
Both left and right. Okay, I'll let you
Carlos.
Go, my friend, Mike.
All right. Carlos just hung up on me. All righty. 46 and a half minutes. Well, 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your headquarters for the Illuminati. No, don't say that!
Yes, it is.
No, it's not! Extinguished.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. I mean, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Zepa really works. This thing works. I've tried it. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 for breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack to start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
The world won't forget, but the prompt to die, the words wouldn't come. And up that escalator, the joke was begun.
No escalator game.
The climb ain't so great.
A leader lost his lines.
To the hands of fate.
No escalator game.
53. 53 minutes past the hour. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Just a simple strategy suggestion for people in this country who are not fascists. That's, I think, a big group. Anyway, every single Democratic politician, I really hope this happens. I know some are. But every single one needs to say every chance they get relentlessly every day to every microphone they encounter, we know that what Trump and his goons are doing. They are overthrowing our democracy and implementing a fascist dictatorship. Fine. Knock yourself out. Do it. But when we retake power, every single politician and, frankly, person who was complicit with this will be arrested and imprisoned. Expect it. We guarantee it. And then just walk away. Don't take any questions. But no, just walk away. Mm-hmm. We need to scare them. Yeah. We need to scare these people because it's the only damn thing that they understand.
I agree.
I know Pritzker's doing it. God bless him. Newsom, God bless him. You know, Bernie and, you know, a few others. Not Bernie. He's doing kind of, there's, you know, oligarchy stuff. But still, he does do it once in a while. But we need every single, we're going to lose it, man. We're at the point of no return at this point, I think.
And they know that that's the possibility. That's the potential. And that's why they're doing everything they can to make sure that nobody can, you know, to prevent people from voting in the 26 elections. You know, why Virginia right now is purging people off their voting rolls. And it's going to get far more intense next year with the midterms. I predict next October, November is going to be insane.
Well, he's going to do the Insurrection Act. We know. Mm-hmm. There's zero doubt. It's coming. Expect it. Anybody doesn't think it's going to happen, stop being naive. It's coming.
Yeah.
And the only thing is what in the hell we're going to do about it. And what I say we do it. You gotta. If you've been saying forever you support freedom and you're brave and you're a brave American, now it's time to prove it. No more talk. You prove it, and that means, unfortunately, fear of being arrested. Trust me, I'm afraid of being arrested. I have claustrophobia. So, man, the last thing on earth I want to do is be locked up in a cage or be in a police.
No, I've been there, done that. You know, I was 10 days in a jail. You know, for protesting the Vietnam War. It's no fun.
Yeah.
And you know, when Trump first started talking about the Insurrection Act, the people around him said, "Oh, he's just joking." Just like when he told the joke about having the FCC look into comedians, or when he told the joke about not accepting election results, or when he told the joke about locking up his political opponents, or when he told the joke about having saying the FBI was behind January 6th, or being he told the joke about Dina being a dictator on day one, or when he told the joke about executing journalists, or when he told the joke about court-martialing military leadership that didn't go along with him, or when he told the joke about the Constitution being terminated, or when he told the joke about sending U.S. troops into cities. Remember that last year? Or when he told the joke about staying in office forever, or when he told the joke about I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and never be held to account? We need to take his jokes seriously. Will, spot on. And we need to hold, as you said, we need to be holding people accountable. Thank you very much for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Deep Red Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma is breaking with Trump. This is fascinating. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.